Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, here with one of my favorite people in the world and co-host, Elena Sweetser. And
welcome
thank
back.
You again for still being with us.
Yeah, but before we start the episode, Ryan's going to hate this, but happy birthday to Ryan. Today's his golden day.
Golden, 39 and not going past that.
39 plus 10?
39 plus a few. 39 plus a handful. 39 plus a handful.
So it's going to be a great episode today.
We're going to try it. But thank you very much for that. Another year around the sun. It's a blessing. You know, Some people, you know, hate getting older. I don't like getting older. But
why? You get wiser.
I don't know about that.
You're pretty wise.
Well, anyway, thank you. But I think it's a blessing to be here for another year around the sun for sure. And, you know, we talk about never taking life for granted. I live life to the fullest, and it's one of the things I enjoy doing. And I enjoy growing and building and getting older. Mm-hmm. It's a privilege denied to many. So I don't, I'm thankful to be here for sure.
Thank you for being seasoned.
I am seasoned and getting more seasoned. Not old yet. What is the old number? See, like today's.
I think you'll be burnt when 40, you're old.
44 is the new 34. Today's technology.
Wait a second. How did I not put this? You're 34. 44 today?
I'm 44.
We're 10 years apart. That's weird.
Exactly 10 years?
Well, 10 and some change.
That makes sense.
I'm 35 in October.
Okay. Yeah,
that
makes sense.
Why'd I say October?
Yeah. So we're 10 years.
Wow. So there you have it.
There you guys
have it. This is why I'm the most mature one on the podcast.
No doubt about it.
All right. What are we digging into today?
So I thought, something came up recently, and, we've got mutual friends of ours that are going through a pretty challenging time right now. Mm-hmm. Just through a grieving issue, a death in their family, mm-hmm. and they're going through a really rough time. And mm-hmm. I'm praying for them on a daily basis. And that same day, a podcast had come up that I was listening to, and it just hit home for me. I thought it'd be something really good to talk today about. And I think we've touched before on friendship, things like that. But what he asked in the podcast was, "Are you a good friend?" And I've been thinking about that now literally for 2 or 3 days. Like, what makes a good friend? And he was talking about this exercise that he did with one of his friends. And he asked him, he said, "Hey, why am I your friend?"
Yeah.
And the response was, "Oh, well, I have fun with you. You're there for me." And he goes, "No, that's just a friend response. That's what a friend would do. What specifically makes me your friend?" And I've been racking my brain with it. So, that's what I thought today we would talk about, at least touch base on it. Are you a good friend? You think to a degree, "Oh, I'm there for them. Oh, I'm praying for them. Oh, I'm saying I'm going to, what do you need? Do you really mean it?
Yeah.
Are you hoping that they're not going to ask for your help?"
Yes, you
checked a box. Like, it was more like you checked a box. And I don't believe that about myself, but it just started really getting me thinking, going, okay, what makes a good friend? Like, a true good friend.
I can tell you, and I know you've had the same as me, I've had bad friends and I've had good friends. Mm-hmm. And so you learn from the bad experiences and realize that's what I don't want. Like, my boyfriend before Cole, right? I'm like, I know I want the opposite of that.
Sure.
Right? And
sure.
So I think that's kind of where it's coming from. But I would say a good friend that I, from experience, has been one that's been through everything with me, the good and the bad.
Yep.
And the first comes to mind, of course, is Mackenzie, uh-huh. right? Because she and I have gone through tough times.
Sure.
But she and I found ourselves over that tough time. I call Mackenzie to tell her the stupidest crap, Ryan. I call her just tell her about my lunch.
Yeah.
Or something stupid my husband did that she relates to because it's yep. a husband thing, you know?
Right.
But she always picks up, and we laugh, and then 2 minutes later, all right, text you about an hour.
Yeah, and you've got, and like I said, you know, there's friends that are there for you in the hard times.
Yeah.
They're not around when it's the easy times, right? But when you have a problem or you're struggling, they're there.
Yeah.
There's people that you hear about people all the time that say, I have this friend that I haven't talked to in years, but I could pick up the phone and call him, and then we'll, or if we see each other every few years, it's like we never disconnected.
My New Mexico best friends and my Colorado.
Yeah, so it's just, but
I think you also, it's a two-way street, because on the other side, obviously you're like, because I've had a friend like this that expected way too much from me, right? You didn't text me back when I texted you, you didn't call me when, you never hung out, you didn't go to the bars with me, and I'm like, so you have to have that reality of what's going on in the other friend's life, so I
sure.
guess like acceptance, right?
Well, it's adaptability too, right? I mean, both sides would have to be able to understand where the other ones, like, you know, for instance, like, you know, our friends that are going through it.
Yeah.
You know, I sent them a text message and said, look, you know, you guys are going through a tough time. You guys have, you know, I have no expectations for you to text me back.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're getting inundated with phone calls and text messages and everyone's trying to be there for you. We're just trying to be one more, you know, person there for you. But I'm going to reach out to you every day.
Yeah.
And it was something that I wanted to do. And it's not just because he's a good friend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've known the guy for a long time. And I'm heartbroken for that his family is going through this right now.
Yeah.
And I just, it's been racking my brain to go, okay, do you think you're a good friend, like you said? Or are you truly a good friend? And what does that really mean to different? And I think it means different things to different people. That's where I can't put my hand, my finger on it. But it's just been really bothering me the last couple days.
If you want to be a good friend, it's about how much you care for that person. How much do sometimes you need to put somebody above yourself, right?
Well, yeah.
That's not easy to do, even in relationships mm-hmm. with your spouse. But, you know, I like you said, you're a different friend to different friends.
Yes.
And, you know, I think about something like that, and sometimes it's, I question myself if I'm a good friend, because, like, for instance, your birthday, and I was like, I know it's sometime this week, because mm-hmm. we have your birthday dinner, and then, of course, I'm like, it is today. I thought it was today.
Yeah.
And then I had one of my best friends from college, her birthday is yesterday, and I didn't text her till 8 because I was so busy. To me, I'm like, man, I'm a bad friend, because I didn't wish her a happy birthday the first thing.
Yeah, no, I don't
but
think
But she's
that.
Also realistic.
Yes.
She knows.
Well, everyone has their own lives.
Owner,
yeah.
And I'm like Tina and I relate so much because we are the same.
Yes, you
right?
are.
And so sometimes with our other friends, mm-hmm. They get upset with us because we're just like, we act like we don't care, but we just have other things on our plate.
And I never take it that way, and I don't think most people do. I think to your point, I think, you know, when I started thinking about it, I'm like, I would do something for them and not expect anything in return.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest thing for me. It's like when I do stuff for my friends and people that need me whenever they do, it's just try to be there for them whenever they need it, and there's no tally sheet. There's no, hey, I did this for you. I was there for you when you did this. I do it because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got, you know, I love being around them. They make me laugh. They make me better. You know, these are like when I start thinking about my specific friends, you included, you know, okay, what makes Elena my friend?
That tells me the hard truth.
Yes. And I thought about that too. Like, you know, and I said the same thing. And I've told my buddies the same thing. I said, look, man, if you ever think I'm out of line, I would expect, now, you don't want to broadcast it in front of a group of people, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to demean anybody.
Yeah.
But like I've told my friends before, if you feel like I'm out of line or there's something you disagree with, I want you to pull me aside and be like, look, man, this was not right. Or I didn't agree with this.
Yeah.
Or you should have thought about your company before you ran your mouth. Because as everyone knows, I run my mouth a lot and I put my foot in my mouth a lot. So, and it's not because of, it's just who I am, right? I'm a talker by nature. So, those type of things, but you want to have, and I need to be a better listener, but your friends, I think it just was something that came up, and I thought, you know, it'd be a good way to start, you know, kind of getting in the segment of, and get people talking
and
get people thinking, listen.
What would you associate with traits of being a good friend? So there's loyalty in my
loyalty
opinion,
is number,
right?
Loyalty is up there.
If you're in the corner constantly saying one thing to a group of friends and then going to say another thing to a group of friends, that's not loyalty in my opinion.
No. Right. Loyalty is definitely number one or number two up there. Yeah. I think someone that's willing to call you out on your bullshit when you're wrong.
Accountability.
Yeah, that holds you accountable. Uh-huh. I think someone that actually pushes you to be a better person overall, better spouse, better brother, better sister, better friend, better anything.
Can we do a sign of point B of that?
Yeah, do it.
I think
it's our podcast. We can do whatever we want.
Because, right, that's right. being vulnerable in front of your friends, right? A lot of us, and that's where it comes to the trust.
Yes,
okay? trust and loyalty.
Yep.
If I'm going to be vulnerable to you, and obviously you don't want to tell your friends your whole relationship or anything, but like, for instance, I called Mackenzie one time, and Cole and I could not see eye to eye. And I was telling her, I was like, he did this, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to look at him on his side, right? And I was like,
I don't want to look at his side.
At first I was angry. I'm like, why don't you have my side? Where are the wives here? But it made me put my ego aside, and I looked at it, and I was like, you're right. You're right. I am actually at fault in this scenario, and I didn't want to admit that. You know me. It killed me to admit that.
Yeah.
But she held me accountable, right? And she made me see my wrong.
Right.
Where most friends would be like, yeah, he's such an asshole.
Correct.
You're right. He's a bad husband.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. It's that kind of, it's that stuff.
But she believes in me and my relationship. And that's another thing. They respect, mm-hmm. right, in my relationship.
Yep.
Right? Because I've been friends with people that wanted me and them to be a group and my husband.
Well, I think respecting the fact you guys are a marriage is a really big deal. And a lot of our friends do that. Like, a lot of our, like, I understand you're always going to, you would always put Cole first.
Yeah.
And Cole would always put you first.
Yeah.
End of discussion. That's where in our group of friends understand that. So it's like what I'm talking about is you kind of morph things together. What kind of prompted this too, besides what our friends are going through is, mm-hmm. you know, and I mentioned this, you know, the other day on one of our clips is I need human interaction. Mm-hmm. I love meeting new people. Mm-hmm. I love expanding my friend group. I love meeting people from all walks of life. And I really do. I enjoy it. And I think because I value life as such a gift, in this world where we're constantly isolating ourselves on a regular basis, and I see people all the time, I feel, because they don't know how to make friends. How do I even start up a conversation? They're nervous about, you know, being taking the first. But in general, right? Yeah. You can still be an introvert and still, I think, your life needs a human connection, even though you don't think that it does. Even though your group may be small, I see these people that will spend hours on a phone, hours scrolling, hours playing video games, hours in a fake world. And I just think to myself, why could you not use some of that energy to go meet someone, mm-hmm. say hi to a stranger, wave to somebody? Everyone's so afraid of staying in their own bubble, and I just don't relate to it. I don't get it. And I've met some of my best friends in the world because I was out there, right?
That's what I was going to bring up. Nathan and
100%.
Kristen,
yeah.
We are his spouse, my spouse. We went to this event thing 2 or 3 Decembers ago.
Three maybe. It's been a while. December. Okay, yeah, 3 years. 2-3 years, yeah.
And
we've done so much with them, I can't remember anymore.
And that's the thing. We even went to Aruba with them. So we left it was like the little igloo bubble thing for the holiday. And then after that, we went sat by the fire pit, hotel van, mm-hmm. and Nathan and his wife were sitting there. Mm-hmm. And we just started talking. You and I did our thing.
Yep.
And our spouse probably looked at us like, here we go again.
Elena and Ryan have to talk to everybody. They have to say hi to everybody. They just can't sit here by the fire and be quiet.
It's on vacation. Look, Elena and Ryan, go do your thing.
Yeah.
But we started striking a conversation, and now they're some of our bestest friends.
And they're fantastic people. The guy gave me phenomenal cameo. Shout out to Lamb today.
Yeah, and his birthday's in 2 days.
Yeah, for giving me the cameo.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
For Bob Does Sports. He knows I love that guy. Yeah. Feed Bob. That guy's hilarious. Send me a cameo from him. It's pretty funny. But again, it's just those type of things, right? I'm naturally, you and I both are. We naturally have no fear of talking to other people.
I have a lot of people.
And again, you may never see that person again, but why not interact with them? I looked at, like, when we went to France recently.
Yes.
So we go to France recently. We go on a hole-in-the-wall pizza place, and the locals are there. A couple of them speak a little bit of English. And by the end of it, we're giving these guys hugs goodbye. They're like, welcome to France. Safe travels back to the United States. And you recognize that most people are just like us. They're just trying to raise families. They're trying to work hard.
Yeah.
They're trying to do their thing. And it's like, I embrace that so much. Like when we go and travel and do those type of things, I don't do the touristy stuff. I'm like, where's the locals go? I want to meet people. I want to understand people. I want to know what makes them tick. I want to know what they see in life. And you can meet people like that. I've had long conversations with people that I met an hour before. And all of a sudden you're talking about wives and kids. And I just feel like it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I wish more people would do it. I would think more people would get a lot out of it if they did it.
But you and I get fulfillment out of bringing light into other people's lives. And I've noticed when I randomly, just like the other day, I went to the grocery store. And this woman, you could tell from afar, she was in her world and she was dealing with her own thing. And she walked by and I just went, I smiled at her. And then you could see like some of that darkness break up in her. And she smiled back.
That's what I'm saying. Most people don't have the gear to do it, right? So they just stay isolated in their own world. I go to work every day. I make coffee at the same time. I have breakfast at the same time. I go to work. I do my thing. I might say hi to a couple coworkers.
Yeah.
Get back in my car. Go to the grocery store on the way home. Make dinner. Watch some TV. It's like, all you're doing is you're becoming this robot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why aren't you asking a coworker, hey, why don't we go grab a cup of coffee?
Well, what people don't realize.
You know, let me buy you lunch today. Yeah. It's such a small investment. And then all of a sudden, you never know what connection is around the corner by doing that. You got to put yourself out there. And I think you gain so much more friendships. You learn so much more about people. And it's just, I don't know any other way to live.
Okay, two things. So one, you said that I enjoy learning from people, good and bad.
Yep.
And the older I get, I realize that, first of all, a hard lesson I had to learn in my 20s is not everyone's your friend. You can't expect what you give out to the world to people for those people to give that back to you.
Have what we say before, and I interrupt you. Do not expect anything from anyone. Have zero expectations and watch how much better your life becomes when you have zero expectations of others.
Lessons quickly because, like I said, that tough friendships between two best friends that I thought were best friends, I remember going to therapy and I kept saying, I don't get it. I was such a good friend to them. I was loyal to them. I did this to them. And then they did this to me, right?
Because they didn't value the friendship.
Out on social media.
Yep.
And I stayed in the background and I was just angry. And it took a lot of time to realize just because you are a good friend to somebody doesn't mean you'll get that back. You just have to learn the lesson.
Yeah. And you just need to realize, you know what? Those people need to be out of my life.
Yeah.
And you, like you said, you got to, and you did that.
Yeah.
And look where you're at today, right?
But it shouldn't stop you from still being a good person.
No, you never do. And like I said, you're going to get, you know, you're going to strike out. There's going to be a lot of people that you talk to that don't connect to you, right?
Yeah.
There's people that I meet that I guarantee you don't like me. They, you know, oh, he talks too much. Oh, he's too loud. Oh, but you are who you are. But it's the fear of putting yourself out there. And I think because I've never had that fear, it's nothing that's ever really bothered me. And it's a huge benefit that you and I have.
How old were you when you started your career?
When I started with my company now, I was 21.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a big play in our lives because you and I started sales really. And I started at 22.
Yeah.
And I think sales.
Oh, it's.
Sales. Yeah. Forces character out of you quicker as a human being, in my opinion, because you have to relate to sales. So you need people to make sales.
Correct.
So you have to be able to be a people person.
You're convincing people to change, right? Anytime you sell them a product or anytime you sell a house or whatever it is, you're convincing them to change. And then change is hard for most people. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
You're changing from this product to this product. You're changing from this house to this house or whatever it is. You're forcing someone to get out of their comfort zone to do something. And they're paying you for it, right? So it is. It allows you to connect to people. And again, we talk candidly about this, and like it's so easy, right? Because not everyone has that same those same benefits in life. Is where they can just talk to the perfect strangers. I'm just telling these people that are listening. I urge you to try it. Urge you to go out there because what kind of life are you? Regret is something I could not live with.
Yeah.
And I think that if I didn't put myself out there, I didn't try to make human connections, I didn't try to, you know, reach out to people, I didn't try to learn about people, I would look up when I'm 80, 90 years old, hopefully older, and go, man, I left so many years of this precious gift of life on the table to isolate myself and to live in a world that's not real.
I think, and I learned this through some real estate schools and stuff like that, is most people don't realize before you receive, you have to give. And there's a lot of people, there's just a lot of unhappy people in the world right now.
There
They're
is.
Stuck in these loops of get up, go to work, get home from work, be robot for your family, your wife, your kids, or your husband, your wife, or your husband, your kids. And then what? Put the kids to bed, turn off the TV, go to bed, and you do it all. Everybody's in this unhappy little loop, right?
Right. Yeah.
And they live for the weekends. And I think if you want to bring happiness into your life, you have to try to give happiness out first, right? So it starts with gratitude. And also, people don't realize, by making other people happy, naturally it'll make you happy.
It's the greatest, right? it's the most selfish thing you can
it
do.
It is, but nobody believes that. And they used to teach this to me in some of the real estate schools that I used to go to, these coaching classes. And naturally I'm a giver. I've always been a giver. I get it from my mom. But I realized when I overly outpour love into the world, I've noticed this last year, I'm proof, that it's becoming back to me.
That's correct.
Right?
It's absolutely
freely
correct.
Giving it away without expectations, without care of people's opinions about me. I'm like for instance, my videos, when I've made some videos that I've been vulnerable, say this is how it's happened to me in life, but this is how I got through it. I've had people that I haven't talked to since high school, or I didn't even know that followed me, would message me on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this post. It's made a lot to me.
Yep.
And so we don't realize when we give some of ourselves, it will come back. You just have to know where to give it.
Well, you also have to pay attention on when you're getting it back.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of people miss. I think a lot of people don't realize when they're getting those gifts back because they take it for granted. It's some of those things that are easily disguised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it could be, hey, you still have your job in a market where people are losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You still could pay your bills. You still can go on vacations. Your kids still get to go do the things that they want to do, and you're able to pay for those mm-hmm. things. Those are all gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all you getting it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we talked about it before. I believe in this to my very being. And I think my wife sometimes gives me grief because she feels like I give.
Too
I'm
much.
Always doing that.
Yeah.
But I think to myself, one, I love doing it. And I love making other people happy. And I feel like if I could do that, and it's come back to me mm-hmm. tenfold. And I've been blessed more than I deserve in so many ways. You know, the fact I'm still here, you know, from a few years ago, right? And I couldn't agree with you more. And I think if people that are listening put that the same amount of time and effort that you are wasting right now, and I guarantee all of us, myself included, are wasting hours, days, years of our life staring at a computer, staring at a phone, doing all these things.
Living for the weekend.
Yeah, take some of that time and put it into somebody.
Yeah.
Put it into somebody else. Put it into a relationship. Put it into another family. Put it into another person. Put it into yourself.
And start watching better shows.
And it's going to make you so much happier in life. I truly believe it. We're living proof of it. And, you know, it's not something we just talk about. Me and Elena live this every day.
Yeah.
And look at what happened just with you, with that shift that you made a year ago to where you're at today. There's a glow around you.
Yeah.
And that's infectious. And that's a gift. And
when
you think about your posts on Facebook and the things that you do in the videos aside from casual conversations, I think she needs to put a little more effort towards it, honestly. I mean, I see a lot of sweetster real estate posts on Facebook. Not so much casual conversations.
I'm not going to be posting his happy birthday co-host posted. I take it back.
But all jokes aside, you see those people that reach out to you, you made their day.
Yeah.
Right? There's people out there that are hurting. There's people out there that don't know their place in the world. There's people out there that don't know where their next paycheck's coming from. There's people out there that don't know how they're going to make it. And they escape. And they escape reality. And we've got to a point in this life where we aren't good friends.
Yeah.
We aren't the friends that you need to be for those people. You aren't putting enough effort into those people. You aren't helping them see the light. You're not helping them to get through those tough times.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is where I wanted this conversation to go, because I truly believe that we get so stuck in our own ruts
mm-hmm.
that there's signs all around us that people are out there struggling, that there's people out there that need a friend.
Yeah.
There's people out there that need someone to be there for them. They feel like they got to take it all on themselves, and we ignore them because we get so stuck in our own ruts.
I also think, though, because I learned this lesson through friendship of me being the giver side of it, sometimes people just don't want to receive it, and you have to accept that, and
that's
you
true.
Have to be a good friend is sometimes just sticking with being a good person,
yep.
right? And there have been times that I've tried to help a person, a friend, through bad decisions after bad decisions, and they chose that that's what they want to be. That's who they want to be. That's not who I want to be. And as I had to protect me, myself, and my peace, and my marriage, and dissociate with that.
That's it.
Right? Doesn't mean you have to be hateful. And this took a lot of growth for years after this split from multiple friends in my 20s. That I held anger onto those for so many years, and it's just one of those, like, I wish the best for you now. I try to be a good friend to you. I know I was a good friend, no matter how much they want to claim I wasn't a good friend or post about me being a bad person. It was like, I know my closest people know who I was in that scenario. That's all I need from life, right? Yeah. And so you just have to be a good person, and sometimes to people. But you also have to realize when the line of friend and acquaintance, because it goes back to not everybody's going to be your friend.
That's exactly a perfect point. That's a perfect point. That is a perfect point. Yes. I've got a lot of acquaintances because of how big my network of people are. I have very, very few friends. And the friends that I do have, I love them dearly. They're family to me. Like, they're the family I choose. You hear that all the time. We have, you know, and that's a small group and of true friends that I would, you know, would do anything for, and I think they would do anything for me. So, but I agree with you 1,000%. You can't, like I said, it goes back to having that zero expectations of others. Have 100% expectations on yourself, though. Yeah. You have to hold yourself accountable, mm-hmm. and you have to hold yourself to a set of standards. Now, again, realistic standards. Yeah. I think some people, you know, get crazy with their standards.
Yeah.
Because we're still human, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that you're absolutely correct, and you hit it on the head, where you have to know how to separate friends from acquaintances. Mm-hmm. But the ones that you believe are your friends, mm-hmm. go all in on those people.
Yeah.
And even if you give more than you get, who cares? I am so tired of hearing people like, well, I did this and I did this and I did it. You should have did it because you wanted
not
to.
Not for a tit for tat.
Absolutely. I can't. Yeah, I don't.
When it
I
becomes
can't,
that, becomes a job.
I can't relate to that. I can't relate to that. I do because I want to do, right? I give because I want to give. Yeah. I help because I want to help, not because that person did less for me or more for me. And like I said, trust me, I've got people that have stepped up for me when I've needed them to more than I deserved, more than I ever expected. And I think you're gonna find that too. You'll find which friends out there that exceed your expectations and go above and beyond for you when you need them.
And I think that's another good point, because we talked about how unhappy a lot of people are. Look at who you're surrounding yourself with.
Are you unhappy because you're around them?
Because if you're sharing your unhappiness with your friends and they're feeding off of that, you're gonna be in that cage for as long as you're those people's friends, right? Yeah. But if you open up to people who generally are good people and care about you, that acceptance, I think, will bring more happiness into your life. Because you made a good point. Us as humans, we need natural connections, mm-hmm. right? And I go back to that show Mom Talk on Hulu, Mormon, what is it? The Mormon Wives, whatever.
Okay,
so these group of girls, and they're all in their 20s, so they're immature naturally, right?
Sure.
But all they do the whole show is backstab each other. They were swinging with each other's husbands. That and society, for some reason, because that sells, and you look at all these different shows of these friends being petty with each other, or movies and stuff like that. Unfortunately, that sells, but that is what society is painting as, this is natural for friends, this is normal,
right?
And that's not normal.
It's
and
not.
I hate it.
And that's why we're doing this. And like I said, we, you know, in a world that's fake, Elena and I, what we truly believe in is bringing real back. Let's make real being cool again, and real connections, real friendships, you know, real people, you know, being there for people the right way, doing the right thing. And that may mean that it costs you stuff personally short term. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, at the end of the day, we want our kids to know that's not reality.
Yeah.
And although that may sell today, I believe, I truly do, that the world's changing. I think
it
that
is.
You're seeing people recognize, man, I'm spending so much time on my screen. Oh my gosh, I'm wasting so much time. Oh my gosh, I just spent 6 hours flipping through TikTok reels. What's wrong with me? Let me get out there and do something.
Yeah.
You're hearing people do more things. And although we've come very far and there's been a lot of advancements in a lot of things, and technology has made things more convenient, obviously it's a platform for us, right? Because we get to put this out there to hopefully one of these days, millions of people. Right now we're at,
Gary,
you know,
B, what's up?
Right now we're at tens of people. So, but you got to start somewhere. It's got to start with one. But putting it out there, I hope it's that spider web that you can't stop, right? If we touch enough people within our immediate group, then we touch enough people of our Facebook friends and TikTok friends and those type of things, and they start touching three or four different people, and they start embracing some of these things, you're going to have a more fulfilling life. And guys, we have one go around. What are we doing?
And you know, life's short. What are we doing? If we learn from, unfortunately, your dad and passing in the last month, and another tragedy of your daughter, another tragedy of some friends of ours, life is short.
It's not promised.
At the end of the day, life's short. But I thought of a quick point that I want to do before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to, we are in a society of an abundance of followers. And we need more leaders. And what I might mean by that, followers is a big group count, and it's all about the quantity versus the quality. Mm-hmm. And we don't have, it's easier for us to be like, yeah, we can be petty. We can be in this big village of each other, but it's okay if we don't have any loyalty or good friendship.
Because everyone else is doing
that.
Right,
and we need more people like us that are saying that's not normal, and we are okay not being normal.
Yeah.
And I think most people think it's easier to just, doesn't matter. These are my group of friends that accept me. There will be other people like you that accept you.
Right.
Right? And you got to find those people. We need more leaders in this world.
And, you know, we could be that sounding board for you. That's what this platform is about. That's the community that that Elena and I are truly trying to develop, is a community of people that are trying to teach the next generation or the existing generation. We're still young. We have so many years ahead of us, especially if we do it right. Let's change the tie. Let's change it from this negativity. Let's change it from a world where we think that stuff is okay. Let's change it from a world where we're stuck, you know, staring at a 6-inch screen all day. Let's change it from a world where it's a comparison. You know, this person has this house. This person has this car. I need this. I need this. You don't need that. What you need to do is put yourself out there. Be vulnerable out there. And guys, is it going to be hard? Absolutely. Are you going to get shot down? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Are you going to put effort into people that aren't going to give it to you back? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's part of the journey. That's part of learning. That's part of expanding. That's part. And you know what's also going to happen, though? Is you're going to find a friend.
Yeah.
You're going to
yeah.
find a connection.
Yeah.
You're going to find somebody. The more you do that, you're going to find someone that you connect with on a whole nother level. And who knows what kind of joy and what kind of goodness that's going to bring your world. Isn't it worth it?
Yeah.
I think you can make the argument. Is it not worth going through some of that stuff?
Well, is it not worth finding our spouses that we found after going through dating people before?
I don't know. Allison's expensive.
Expensive in the brain sometimes. But I love that, dude. But also, you know, if you go to your group of friends, and I keep saying more points, but there's so much to know about friends.
Right, I know.
It's such an important topic. Good topic.
That's what I do, guys.
If you tell your friend, because I've been in these type of friendships, if you tell your friend good news or something about you succeeding, instead of them coming back with, continue to cheer you on, and instead they have their envy of it, that is a sign that is not your friend group, right? If you're looking at your friends, like, you're 10 years ahead of me, right? And I love your house, I aspired it, but I don't look at you as jealousy, I look at you as motivation, right?
If you're motivate me. Well, you do, you absolutely, I'm not lying to you. But I'm like, I need to do more. I'm not, that's no exaggeration. When I see what you're doing with your career, your real estate, the things that you're putting out there, how much you put yourself out there, how driven you are, how motivated you are, what kind of wife and mother you are. Again, I'm a male, so flip it, but it makes me want to do more. It pushes me. I'm not lying to you. It pushes me harder. I'm like, man, what is Elena doing today? Yeah. I guarantee you Elena's already off the couch. I guarantee you Elena's right now working on her business while I'm watching TV. Let me turn the TV off and let me get on ChatGPT and figure out the next thing for myself. Yeah. So you motivate me more ways than you think you do.
You and your wife and the
And you keep me young. And you keep me young. See? That's the key.
That's why you get old dogs puppies, because
that's the main reason why I keep her around. She keeps me younger as I continue to get older.
I think that's the main thing people don't realize, though. If you're looking at your friends with comparison and not motivation, one, you got to work on yourself.
Yes.
And two, you got to really look at that friendship. Be like, am I in the right room?
Right.
So, I don't know. We want to know what you guys think about friends. Did you learn anything today?
Be the friend that you want someone to be to you. And even if that means that you get nothing in return for a while, continue to be that person. And you know, again, it just prompted the question. And I want you guys to think about that to yourselves. Think about your own friend group. Think about the people that you surround yourself with and ask yourself, are you a good friend?
Yeah.
Are you a true friend? Are you someone that or what do you, what's a true friend to you? Let us know. Maybe we miss some points in there. And again, to our close friends that are going through it right now, we're praying for you.
We love
you guys deeply. Mm-hmm. Your family will get through this because of the support system you have. Mm-hmm. Just know you're not at it alone. We're in this with you. Mm-hmm. To my boy Nathan, thank you again for the cameo shout out.
That was a
great way to start my day. And thank you guys for the continued support.
Yeah.
We hope you guys are getting something out of this. And even if you're not, I do.
We have no expectations.
Zero expectations.
We do this because it makes us feel better.
Absolutely. So, thank you for listening. Like us, share us, hit the notification bell. We're all the things I'm supposed to say.
And, we want to know, so our new social media manager, Amber, she's killing it,
She's rocking it.
There's some stuff she does, I'm like,
we had to fire the other one. We had to fire the other one.
I wasn't getting paid enough.
True story.
No, Amber, she's killing it. Yeah. It's one of
those
things.
Her humble. She's going to be asking for a raise pretty soon.
Oh, no. Amber, don't listen to this thing.
You're doing horrible.
You're locked in for the rest of the year. So.
Yeah, you're under contract.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.